Welcome, everybody, to the Fantasy Football Podcast brought to you by Squarespace, the all-in-one platform that makes it fast and easy to create your own professional website or online portfolio. For a free trial and 10% off, go to squarespace.com/CBS Sports. Use the offer code FUN. It's Thursday, October 30th. We're breaking down the NFC home games plus Baltimore-Pittsburgh. And I've got to choose a non-New England-Denver bonanza. That one's a layup.
You seem boisterous this morning.
Really?
Yeah. And what? You were really excited talking about Squarespace, and just the whole intro was very loud to me. I'm sitting right in front of you.
My weekend starts when this podcast is over, so I guess I'm just
all right. Two-hour podcast. Let's do this.
Yeah. Here's a trivia question. I think you guys will get it. I believe in you.
Aww.
But give it about 8 seconds or so to let the listeners at home and on the road think about it. Name the only quarterback to throw multiple touchdown passes against the Baltimore Ravens.
This year?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Really? Mike Glennon.
Lincoln.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
One quarterback, and that was in a second-half blowout.
I really didn't think that much about it.
Do you know who...
You're just counting.
Do you know who Ben Roethlisberger played after his last 500-yard game?
I'm guessing Baltimore.
You know what he did in that game following 500-yard game? Do you know who he threw his last 500-yard game against?
Oilers. Indianapolis last week.
An NFC opponent.
Okay. So what did he do in the game after?
He had 289 passing yards, one touchdown, and one interception.
When was this?
2009.
Irrelevant. 100% completely irrelevant.
I agree. It's just ironic that he played Baltimore.
It's fun, yeah.
After every 500-yard game.
Well, we are going to preview that game along with the NFC home games, but I thought that was interesting. And my stat of the day, number one, is that Baltimore has allowed an NFL low 7 passing touchdowns. They've allowed 2 pass catchers, whether it be wide receivers, tight ends, running backs, whatever, to score double digits in the same game, and that was that Tampa Bay game, Lewis Murphy and Mike Evans. But they have allowed multiple pass catchers to score 8 fantasy points or more in the same game 4 times this season. So, okay, obviously you're going to start Antonio Brown, but I'll ask you guys about Martavis Bryant a little bit later. Stat of the day number 2, not necessarily relevant to today's show or anything, but I saw it on the website and thought it was cool. Ryan Tannehill has more rushing yards in his past 2 games than Dan Marino had in his 17-year career.
Would you like a funny story about that?
Yeah.
So I was sitting next to Marino in the green room at the set of the NFL Today when Cam Newton set the rushing record for quarterbacks. Am I saying that right, as a rookie?
Yeah.
Right?
Yards or touchdowns?
Touchdowns.
As a rookie. Okay, yeah.
Rushing touchdowns for quarterback. I don't think it was a rookie. It's rushing touchdowns
for quarterback. Okay.
So I said to Marino, I said, hey, did you see he broke the record? I said, how many rushing touchdowns did you have? He's like, do you think I bleep and care?
Great answer. And stat of the day number 3, trying to figure out this Colts defense. Maybe it's a home road thing with them. They're at the Giants this week. 31 points at Denver. Understandable. 17 points at Jacksonville. This is the defense, not the offense. 28 points at Houston, 51 points at Pittsburgh. What does that mean, if anything, to you guys as they prepare to face the Giants this week?
Well, they played without 2 starters who got hurt in that game against Pittsburgh. When Vontae Davis went out, everything went bing, bing, bing for Ben Roethlisberger. And then they lost Corey Redding, too. And I don't know if those guys are going to play or not. And if they don't, then I think you'll see Eli Manning have a very good day. Believe it or not.
B-word?
Possibly.
Yeah. I'm a little nervous about
it. Try that. Use it for the Giants.
All right, fine. Wow. Just give me until like 20 minutes into the podcast.
Yeah, but see,
the
last
why don't you
time
think
we
about
did,
it until
forgot.
We...
I did forget.
I'll make a note. We're previewing that game today, right?
Yeah,
isn't that the last game we're doing?
No, it's like the second or third to last.
All right, I'll put a note in there that says to ask you about that.
We got news on RG3. Is he's going to start this week? Romo injuries, what we think about Lynch, McCoy, and much more. Email us at fantasyfootball@cbsi.com. Please put something football podcast related, but not that exactly. Don't put, quote, something football podcast related in the subject line.
You just opened yourself up.
Yeah, I know. Here's your tweet of the day from DP Football. RG3, is he startable? What do you see as his floor, and what do you see as his ceiling? RG3.
I see the turf as his floor because he could go out there and play one quarter and get banged up and bye-bye again. Remember, he barely played even, what, one and a half
one and
games.
Like quarter.
Yeah, he did not last. Yeah, got hurt in the first quarter. So I'm nervous about him coming back. I don't think he's got much of a ceiling, believe it or not. I actually like the Vikings DST quite a bit.
Minnesota is fourth best against opposing quarterbacks. However, the good ones they've faced, Breeze, Ryan, Rodgers, all scored between 23 and 25. Brady struggled against them, but that was when Brady stunk. What do you think about
RG3? He stunk because they ran the ball down their throats.
Yeah,
I think it depends on what you're looking at, because there are people that went to their waiver wire to pick up the Alex Smiths and Brian Hoyers and Mike Glennons and those quarterbacks. And so would you rather be comfortable with them? Now, Hoyer's got a very good matchup. Smith has a very good matchup. So take that into consideration. Smith has got a shoulder problem, and he hasn't taken advantage of good matchups this year.
So are you going RG3 over those guys?
I think you should. You know, it's just a matter of, again, what your trust level is. But his I disagree with Dave a little bit, because I think if they're not going to put him out there if he's not healthy and ready to go, especially with their bye week next week. So I think his ceiling is still around 18 to 20 points. That's about it. Whereas I don't know if those other guys can get there just because they don't do it consistently. Not that he does either, but at least he's worth the gamble.
All right, fellas, let's do some injuries, news, and notes presented by Squarespace. Tony Romo did not practice Wednesday. We will talk about that game, but really quickly, would you start Cam Newton or Tony Romo?
I would start Newton unless we get some sort of glowing report on Thursday that says that Romo is going to play and be close to 100%.
Mm-hmm.
So have an alternate plan if you're the Romo owner. Giovanni Bernard did not practice Wednesday. Do you expect him to play?
So glad I just traded for him. It sounds like they may rest him because of the Thursday night game the following week.
That would be very smart to rest him and just go after Jacksonville with Jeremy Hill.
How about the trade Jamie made yesterday? What do you think about it? He gave up Brandon Marshall for T.Y. Hilton in a PPR league.
I like it for him because he's getting Hilton.
You like Hilton better than Marshall the rest of the season?
Yeah. Well, I think rest of year, I would not be surprised if Marshall's better.
I would.
I understand that. I'm just saying I wouldn't be surprised if he's better. But I'm 3-5, and I need to win now. And so I need this week. You know, I can't afford to wait.
I think you were fortunate to get that deal done.
It was offered to me.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well done.
I also was negotiating back and forth, because I am now Davis with the Jamal Charles. And this is our podcast league, so I apologize to who the owner is. I don't know your real name. I know your team name. trying to get Niall Davis from me very desperately, but we couldn't work out a deal.
A.J. Green was limited in practice. Do you expect him to play?
At first it sounded like it was a slam dunk yes, and then he himself said that he's not going to go out there unless he's 100%. Because I'm paraphrasing, but he said, "I have the rest of my career in front of me, and I'm not going to risk it if I'm not ready to go."
See, I didn't get that from yesterday. I thought he sounded like he felt good after practice and wanted to see how he felt on Thursday, the day after his first practice. I think he'll feel good enough to play.
So, would you start Marcus Colston tonight or AJ Green?
I'd wait for AJ Green.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not a Colston fan.
Jordan, but if you have Benjamin,
yeah,
you start Benjamin over him.
Jordan Cameron did not practice Wednesday, so you know he's probably not going to play. Vontaze Burfict.
Would you start him if he did at this point?
No.
He was on his way to a pretty good game last week before he had the concussion.
He was?
3 for 40 in 22 minutes of game time.
Oh, okay.
He's also had 3 for 40 early in games before, and that's all he's finished with.
Let's see. Vontaze Burfict, probably out 2 games. Arthroscopic knee surgery.
Mm-hmm.
Dallas linebacker Justin Duran out for the year. Jacksonville cornerback Alan Ball out for this season, so a defense that was playing better.
And Will Blackman, their slot cornerback, is also out.
This week or a long time?
He hurt his finger, so it sounds like it's a couple weeks.
Okay. Patrick Peterson will play for Arizona.
Cracks in that vaunted defense.
Good defense, a good defense.
Yeah.
Patrick Peterson's going to play. Justin Forsett likely going to play through a minor ankle injury. Not likely to get Ryan Matthews back this week. Then they have a bye in week 10. So it looks like week 11 will be Ryan Matthews' week, according to the Union Tribune San Diego.
Hooray.
And Doug Martin did not practice Wednesday. So Bobby Rainey, 72% owned. Charles Sims is 28% owned. Give me your thoughts really quickly on the Buccaneers' backfield right now.
I think it'll be Rainey this week, and then they'll start to sprinkle in Sims with the intention of eventually handing everything over to Sims.
Unless Rainey takes off with the job from this point forward.
And then it'll be a two-headed monster. Yeah.
All right, we're still not expecting Kyrie Robinson or Pierre Thomas, right?
Right.
Kyrie Robinson did not practice all week. Pierre Thomas did not practice all week.
That game's today. I think they'll be inactive. You'll see a lot of Mark Ingram.
Works for me.
That's how you pronounce it, right? Ingram?
Mark Ingram. Yeah, like Mark Ingram. Mark, he's the Marking Ram. There we go. That's how it is.
Rams could use a guy like that.
Is brought to you by Squarespace. You know what Squarespace is. Lets you easily create your own professional website or online portfolio. And it's always getting better with new features, new designs, better customer support to help you out when you're making that website. It is easy to use, but 24/7 there's someone there to help you out on Squarespace. It only begins at $8 a month. If you sign up for a year, you get a free domain name included. And your website's going to look great on your mobile device. Every time, every device is going to look really, really good. I've used Squarespace. I love it. It's as fast and easy as I'm making it out to be, I promise. So start a free trial with no credit card required and build your website today. And when you sign up for Squarespace, use the offer code FUN to get 10% off and to show your support for our podcast. And we want to thank Squarespace for sponsoring our show. Squarespace, everything you need to create an exceptional website.
Is there anything worse than a championship game ending on a play out of bounds?
No, I didn't mind it at all. In fact, one of my favorite sports memories of all time is exactly that, 1996 World Series.
It was a foul ball?
Charlie Hayes.
What about a championship game ending on like a controversial call from a ref?
Yeah, that's much worse.
That would be much worse. That would be a terrible way to... For example, say a referee calling a phantom pass interference call
in
the
end zone.
Yeah, I was
like, where's he going with that? How did I not think about that?
I'm a bitter man.
It didn't quite end on that, but yeah, that was
a great
awful.
It's a terrible call.
Worst call ever. But did you watch the game last night, Dave?
I watched one at bat.
Which at bat?
It was like some Royal in the fifth inning.
Did you watch?
Struck out.
Of course.
Amazing. I mean...
I didn't watch.
You didn't watch?
No, I got tied up.
I mean, it's understandable. What Madison Bumgarner did is...
What did he...
I listened to it on the radio, though.
He, on 2 days' rest, he pitched the final five innings, shutout ball.
Ooh, that's
game.
Good.
His World Series ERA dropped. It was .29 coming into it. In all the World Series games he's pitched, they've won three in 5 years. And now it's, I think, .25. He threw a complete game shutout on Sunday.
He's the best pitcher in baseball. You could have Clayton Kershaw. I'll take him.
You're insane.
I'm insane?
Yes.
Yeah?
Insane.
Insane?
Oh, my God. Yes, Clayton Kershaw, the last 2 years, go look at his numbers. His whip, like,
he's amazing.
Under .9, I think, or under one for sure.
He's amazing.
Much better than Bumgarner. Not even close.
How's he in the postseason?
Yeah, I mean, I get that, but I don't buy it.
It's easy to get the Rockies out in May.
No, it's, first of all, no, it isn't.
No, it's not.
Not if you're playing in Colorado. He's one of the only pitchers that does really well in Colorado. He's so much better than Bumgarner and everyone else.
No, he's not.
Bumgarner's just this World Series. See, this is so interesting because you are going to be the guy in fantasy baseball who takes Bumgarner way too early.
I would never take a pitcher.
Good for you. Smart move. But anyway, what he did was just, it's as good as anything you're going to see in sports. Really is, pretty much. Carolina, New Orleans questions, and then we'll get into the games. From Mitchell. Martavis Bryant Gumbel or Jonathan Stewart Scott?
What?
He's continuing our before and after. Martavis Bryant Gumbel or Jonathan Stewart Scott?
Gumbel.
Yeah, Bryant.
From Matthew, Cam or Palmer?
Palmer.
Palmer.
From Eugene, PPR, Colston, John Brown, Jordan Reed, Brandon Oliver.
Oliver.
No. Brown.
Really? That's a risk.
I go Oliver.
I don't like Oliver this week.
I like Oliver a lot this week.
Dennis, starter sit cadet in a PPR league over Rainey, James, or Gray?
Rainey.
I'd rather have Rainey.
From Will, Jonathan Stewart, Cordarrelle Patterson, or Eric Decker?
Yeah. This question gives me heartburn.
Gamble on Patterson.
I might gamble on Decker.
Really?
Yeah. I don't love him. I don't love Patterson. I don't love any of these guys. I guess Patterson might have the most upside, though.
From Iron Mike, starter sit cadet. Forte and Bell are on a bye, so it's either cadet or Andre Williams.
If it's standard, I'd go Williams. If it's PPR, I'd go cadet.
Sure.
From Handsome Harold.
He is handsome.
Pick two. Kelvin, the marking ram, or Emmanuel Sanders?
That's
yikes.
A tough one.
Yikes. That is.
I love Ingram.
Yeah, go Ingram, Sanders.
Yeah, you know what? I actually think that's probably the safest bet.
And from James G., would you start Ingram over LeSean McCoy?
Yep.
Nope.
Really? All right. Interesting. Fantasy fill in the blank. Blank is a sleeper this week.
Vikings DST.
Oh, Dave, come on. Look at my last.
I'm not looking. Sorry.
It's the same every week. The last one is always blank as a sleeper DST.
All right, so I'll give you a sleeper that's not
Carlos
a DST.
Carlos Hyde, Jeremy Hill.
Two good ones.
I think John Brown keeps going for another game.
Okay.
How about
Odell Beckham?
Julian Edelman.
Yeah?
Who has been stinky the past several weeks. And Timothy Wright.
Tim Wright, I like.
Is blank a is a PPR well. Sleeper this week.
Well, you can take the two I just said.
Yeah.
And you could throw in, you know what I should have said? He should be the sleeper at the tip of my tongue every single time.
Andrew Hawkins?
Love him this week.
Okay. Blank will be a bust this week.
We're not big fans of Cam. I don't think he'll have a good game.
Phillip Rivers.
I'm kind of feeling that.
Ding, ding, ding.
I'm feeling
it is a
little...
long week, though. I know you're concerned about the trip, but he does get a few extra days.
He gets a few extra days. Played in Miami last year. 298-101. I think you see the Dolphins, how they're playing with their secondary. Much better since Rashad Jones came back.
It's true.
And shut down a very high-potent Bears offense. First time that they've been shut down. Now, granted, they have struggled since, but they're the first team to expose them a little bit. And their pass rush is very good. And so Rivers last week had the three touchdowns, but he didn't look very good doing it.
Let me ask you a question.
That's kind of Rivers, like Oliver this week. I think they're going to actually lean on the run.
I don't think they'll be able to.
Yeah, Misi was out last week, and that helped Denard Robinson.
Yeah, but Oliver just hasn't been good. And I don't know if that offensive line is really that good anymore either in run blocking. Here's my question. We can all assume that Antonio Gates, you'd project him for a touchdown, right? You think he's going to have a pretty good game?
Yeah, if they can slow down Gates, then they're going to stop Rivers.
Okay. If Rivers is going to throw two touchdowns, who gets the other one?
That's the hard thing to gauge
right.
every week.
It's a tricky question now.
But he's got three guys in Floyd, Allen, and Royal who are certainly capable. Frustrating for fantasy owners.
Rivers is
going to
end up still being a top 12 quarterback for me, but I don't know if I'm going to.
Actually, I'm at 13.
I saw that. It's pretty gutsy.
Last week, I was worried about Rivers, and he threw the three touchdowns, and I was like, okay, I guess I probably shouldn't worry about Rivers anymore.
Right.
I mean, that game, though, I think the Dolphins muck it up a little bit.
Yeah, look, I mean, you also made a good point on the show yesterday. They played very well against Aaron Rodgers until the last drive. The Dolphins have a solid defense. So.
They do.
They have a good pass rush.
Yep.
Well, you know, I looked at it, though. Actually, I don't know the yards, taking in the yards into account. Rodgers still would have had 25 fantasy points.
Oh, really?
That's the touchdown. That's the last touchdown. So, you know, you take away the 6 points. He had 31 points in that game.
Mm.
But
that's not a great game for Rodgers, though. I mean, that's respectable.
It's good.
All right, LeSean McCoy will have a blank game this week.
Good, not great.
I think he has a great game this week.
Marshawn Lynch will be blank this week.
Top five running back.
What he said.
Blank is a great FanDuel bargain this week.
Vikings DST.
Okay.
No, how about Andrew Hawkins?
Jeremy Hill.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that could end up being a very good one, but people are going to flock to him. There will be a lot of people on the Jeremy Hill bandwagon, but not Adam Azer because he's playing Jacksonville, and that's Adam's favorite D.
I mean, I could see him scoring. But he's only averaging like 3.8 yards per carry this year, Jeremy Hill. We don't know if he's really good. We just know that
he'll get a workload.
Yeah.
Right.
I had trouble ranking blank this week.
I still have trouble ranking Rivers for the questions we outlined.
T.Y. Hilton.
Yeah?
Because if DRC is healthy.
No, right. He's too good. Hilton's too good.
Well,
and Luck is too good.
You look at the guys that he's faced. He's done very well against everybody not named Calvin Johnson. And that took a broken coverage on one play and then a ridiculous throw across the field in the back of the end zone on the second touchdown.
Julio had a big game against the Giants too, but it mostly was not against Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie.
Right.
He's been so unhealthy.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
I just don't know his health right now.
I have a hard time with Larry Fitzgerald. It took me digging a little bit into just how Carson Palmer has dispersed the ball when he's played to really get a good grip on him.
Yeah, I mean, I think the fact that Michael Floyd, and this is the first game we're going to talk about, the fact that Michael Floyd was banged up, I know it helped John Brown, but it might have really helped
definitely,
Fitzgerald
it
too,
did.
Right?
It did. But Fitzgerald still had some good numbers even before last week with Palmer.
And blank is a sleeper DST, Minnesota for you and for you, Jamie?
Still Cleveland.
Cleveland?
Cleveland's a good one too. I actually think the Redskins DST might not be bad. That could be a low-scoring game between those two teams.
Do we know how owned the Bengals DST is?
They were picked up heavily.
They're owned quite a bit, and I'm starting to get nervous on them.
Heavily. The Bengals?
Yeah.
Why?
No Burfict, no Maualuga.
That won't matter against Jackson.
They'll probably get some turnovers. Yeah, it's Bortles is too injury prone.
All right, guys, let's break down Arizona at Dallas.
Okay.
Thought about it with this game.
You can't now.
Because of Romo?
Romo.
Thought about the B word.
I think we should start with the Indianapolis Giants game, and then you've got time to think about whether or not that game's a bonanza.
I think there are a lot of really good candidates this week.
Of course, of course. It's up to you how you want to do it.
I can see Washington and Minnesota being like a sneaky bonanza.
See, I think the opposite of that game.
Yeah, that one could go either way. Fine, I'm taking Monday Night Football. Giants-Colts. Andre Williams is going to suck, but pretty much everyone else will do well.
This is his last
chance.
Say it. It really is.
I mean, he's going to be a backup soon.
No matter what.
Comes
yeah.
back anyway.
Say it.
Oh, bonanza.
There it is.
Colts Giants bonanza.
9-7, Colts win.
Arizona at Dallas. So it is shocking, for me at least, to see that Arizona allows the most passing yards per game in the NFL. They do a decent job keeping quarterbacks from throwing a lot of touchdowns. But anyway, give me your thoughts overall on the Cowboys passing game with Romo, without Romo. Jamie,
well,
kick it off.
You're still starting, assuming Romo plays. I don't know how much you want to trust him, because you don't want to see a situation where the back bothers him or flares up or something, you know, takes a hit there. They're going to blitz the snot out of him, and they're going to blitz the snot out of Brandon Whedon. That's what Todd Bowles does. So you're going to see guys coming from different angles, and obviously they know that Romo's not healthy. They saw what the Redskins did. That's what Jim Haslett did. He blitzed the crap out of him. So I still think you're starting Dez, whoever the quarterback is. And you're probably still starting Terrence Williams, whoever the quarterback is. Because Whedon's looked capable. Preseason and last week, he's looked capable.
Yep.
Still a very good offensive line, still a lot of talent there. DeMarco Murray, obviously, it doesn't matter who's the quarterback, you're starting him. So, you know, I would even take a flyer in like a two-quarterback league on Whedon, just because of the guys who are out this week and how Arizona's defense gambles.
Wouldn't surprise me one bit if he had 202-2.
Yeah, something like that.
The one problem that Arizona has is they do blitz a lot, and they've blitzed the most of any team in the NFL. But they still don't get to the quarterback. They get close, but I think they have like an insanely low amount of sacks this year. I want to say it's 7.
So would you go with a Saints receiver tonight or Terrence Williams?
No, there's nothing like overwhelmingly safe about Colston or Cooks that makes
so
you say
still go Williams.
Yeah, I think you just gamble on it, because in the event that Romo, look, like Dave said, if Romo comes out and practices today or tomorrow and looks fine and says, "Hey, my back is great," you know, then you're okay with it.
It is 7 sacks for Arizona. I would definitely start Williams over Colston. And maybe on the makeup of my roster, I might gamble on Cooks as just a total boomer bust play. And Williams is kind of the same thing, though. But I think Cooks is even bigger, a bigger boomer bust than Williams.
Arizona will join a fraternity of Seattle, Washington, teams that come into the game doing really, really well against running backs and then give up 150 yards and a touchdown to DeMarco Murray.
What are the Greek letters for that fraternity?
RB1, or I don't know.
RB-Sci.
Yeah, RB-Sci. Okay, Jason Witten, start or sit?
I think if you're stuck, you start him.
I agree.
You know,
they're not as bad against tight ends as they were last year.
No, they're not. They don't give up touchdowns. They give up yards. They give up catches. I just think that if it's Romo, you're going to see him back in a lot of pass protection. And if it's Whedon, can you trust, you know, Whedon to get him the ball?
Just remember that his two best games came against defenses that have pass rush problems, which was the Redskins last week, and they didn't have Arakpo. And they were blitzing like crazy, and he still ended up falling into the end zone after catching, you know, that pass that he had. And then Seattle, whose pass rush hasn't been quite as good as it was.
But to me, the sack number with Arizona is misleading, because I don't think they have a pass rush problem. They just have a sack problem. They're still rushing the passer well. I mean, look, they forced Foles into 2 interceptions. He threw 62 times to get to 411 yards and 2 mm-hmm. touchdowns.
Witten or Donnell?
You know. Oh, Larry Donnell.
I'll go Donnell.
Witten or Fleener?
I'd gamble Witten there.
Me too.
But Allen over Witten for sure, right?
Yeah.
Carson Palmer, start or sit?
I think he's a must-start guy.
And which Arizona wide receivers do you like this week?
All three.
I do like all three. If I had to rank them, though.
How can you like all three? There has not been one game where all three have done well.
Right, but there's been a mixture of two of them. So look, there's not many people that own all three or two of the three. You know, if you have to make that decision, you sort of look at it as, okay, Fitzgerald's hot right now, two of three games with a touchdown. He's the best one. Floyd has still been very consistent. If the knee is okay and he gets their practice okay, I'd put him second. Okay. But Brown is a very close third. You know, I think you just look at how he's performed. Last week, hopefully the sign of things come. It comes on the heels of what Bruce Arians said, which is this is a guy he views like Marvin Harrison. And the reports are spreading the ball around this offense. So it's very encouraging.
Ingram or Ellington?
Ingram.
Ellington.
Yeah, you guys both like Ellington.
I am crazy about Ellington.
Number four in standard leagues.
There's no one stealing goal line carries from him, and Dallas's run defense is going to be a big question.
Yeah, but you say that. Are you 100% sure that they don't go to Hughes or Grice to get?
Yes, because they didn't last week.
Well, that was last week when they didn't have time to plan for it.
I think they keep their best weapon out there.
St. Louis.
I hope they do.
I hope they do, too.
I just don't know if for certain.
Putting them in my top five.
Based on that they go from Dwyer to all of a sudden back to Taylor. No set rhyme or reason to why they won't give Ellington that work.
St. Louis at San Francisco. Let's go back to just a few weeks ago. First meeting, Colin Kaepernick threw for 343 and three, and he ran for 37 yards. Kaepernick scored 34 fantasy points.
Should
his only game over his only game over 23 fantasy points all year. Bolden, Lloyd, and Crabtree scored. Stevie Johnson, 5 for 53. But Vernon Davis and Frank Gore were duds. Jared Cook had a good game. Lance Kendrick caught a touchdown. Would you? I know you like Carson Palmer a lot. Who do you like better, Palmer or Kaepernick?
I mean, I loved Kaepernick that week against the Rams, and I still think you start him against St. Louis. You start anybody against St. Louis for the most part. You just take your chances.
But you're starting Kaepernick over Breeze this week?
I would.
I would too.
Okay.
You know, the biggest concern is, well, does the 49ers defense and the 49ers run game take the ball out of Kaepernick's hands? And even if it does,
yeah,
I'm sure
thought,
they want to get
this
him.
The last time too that they were just going to run all over St. Louis. They don't need to.
Well, but St. Louis is even worse now. They don't need to. They can do whatever they want in this game, a phrase that Jamie uses.
Let's look at what St. Louis has done this year defensively. They're horrible. They've given up 26 points or more in 6 of 7 games, 31 points or more in 5 of 7 games.
That's to quarterbacks.
No. I'm talking their defense.
Oh, points per game.
Points, yeah. And 34 points, for some reason, that's their big number. They've given up exactly 34 points 4 times this year. So they suck. Now, we were talking about sleepers earlier, and you didn't mention Anquan Boldin today, but you have mentioned him earlier in the week. You love Anquan Boldin this week.
Yeah, I think he's a top 12 receiver. He's gotten last 5 games against the Rams, I think 4 of them, he's been at least 90 yards receiving with 2 touchdowns in his tenure with the 49ers.
Right. It's at least 90 yards and or a touchdown in every game.
He sees the horns, and he goes crazy.
I'm trying to look up his fantasy.
Or they just don't cover him.
I mean, they
just don't cover him the way that they cover other guys there.
$6,300 in FanDuel.
So get him. And you know what? I don't know if the whole world's going to be on that bandwagon. So that's a guy you should put into FanDuel leagues.
There you go. All right, Frank Gore. Talk about him.
He's, I believe, going back to last year for sure, every home game he gets double digits in fantasy points.
So... Gore or McKinnon?
Gore.
Mm-hmm.
Gore or Crabtree?
Gore.
It's the same question with Gore as you have with Kaepernick. Is could things happen in the game that just take the opportunities away from Gore? But I think the offense for St. Louis will do no favors for that defense, which is already banged up, and I think Gore can capitalize. And just the track record at home, the fact that it's just easy to give him the 16 carries and let him do his thing.
My only concern with him would be, I'm sorry, Adam. Is this the time that they, coming off their bye week, make the switch to give Hyde more work?
How about Crabtree? How many fantasy points are you thinking for him?
Not a lot. Even with the touchdown.
8 to 10.
Okay. I'd say 9 to 11, but and same range.
I'll say 7 to 12. How about...
We're on the same wavelength there. It's nice.
Steve Johnson, sleeper this week. A lot of wide receivers on bye.
Yeah, he's fine for that.
But so not like not
he has 5 catches in each of his last 2.
Andre Holmes or Stevie Johnson?
Johnson.
I might go Holmes, just for garbage time.
Definitely Hawkins over Stevie Johnson, right?
Yes.
Yep.
How about Hawkins or Crabtree?
Hawkins.
Crabtree.
You know,
PPR, I'd go Hawkins. Standard, I'd go Crabtree. I mean, Hawkins has 1 touchdown in the season.
Sit all Rams?
If you can.
And 49ers DST.
Most people should be able to.
Must start.
Oh, I do have Crabtree ahead of Hawkins. I take it back.
All right, I've been playing these one-week fantasy football leagues. Dave's been playing them. Jamie's been playing them. We play on FanDuel.com. FanDuel's paying out huge money. The leader in one-week fantasy football, paying more to winners than all other fantasy sites combined.
All right, stop. Because you're just, you know, saying what you're supposed to say. Let me tell you what the real deal is with FanDuel.
Dave loves reads, by the way.
I like FanDuel is what it is.
I love FanDuel.
Yeah, like I just think that this is like the most... It's the most fun thing you can do if your fantasy team sucks in your regular league.
But when we sit there on Sundays and we watch all the games, I know that we're paying more attention to our FanDuel teams than our other fantasy teams.
The problem with us is that we've got 10 fantasy football teams, but we know what our roster is in this $3 million Sunday million tournament that they do,
right,
where the winner gets $500,000. It's crazy. And I cashed last week.
Nice,
finished
man.
In the top 10%.
Wow.
And more than doubled my money, believe it or not. I'm very proud of myself.
That's great.
For turning $25 into $60. I would rather have turned $25 into $500,000. But it's not, you play for whatever stakes you want. You play for a buck if you want to.
Right.
And then if you're a first-time player, they give you double your money. Or they match your deposit up to $200, I think.
Yep.
Is that what it is?
Yep. If you enter the code CBSWIN, click the microphone in the upper right corner and use the code CBSWIN. Washington is at Minnesota. How will RG3 affect the Washington passing game?
I mean, is it really going to be a drop-off from Colt McCoy or Kirk Cousins?
No, I'm hoping
it'll be an upgrade.
Right,
from
that's
Colt
the
McCoy.
Thing. So it should keep DeSean Jackson, who's, you know, having very quietly a very good year, and hopefully helps Pierre Garçon and Jordan Reed get better.
Garçon had, I think, 11 targets.
12.
12?
Week one? Yeah. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
12 targets, his second highest of the season.
RG3 loves him some Garçon.
Yeah.
So I might fire him up in PPR leagues.
All right, so let's rank the 49ers two receivers and the Redskins two receivers.
Jackson, Bolden, Crabtree, Garçon.
Where do I have Garçon ranked? I've got Garçon there, and Crabtree is there. So yeah, I'm in lockstep with Mr. Eisenberg.
And Garçon is like what, a number three or a number two?
He's
he'd be number two in PPR.
I've got him a top 30 receiver this week, but not top 24.
Alfred Morris, pretty much the ultimate boomer bust. 14 fantasy
not even close.
Points last week. What do you mean?
Not even close to the ultimate boomer bust.
He's been more
disagree.
Bust than boom.
He's only scored double digit fantasy points when he's had a touchdown.
Right. So he's touchdown dependent. I wouldn't say
that's the definition of boomer bust.
No, because there are some players that can get a ton of yardage and not score.
Give me a running back who's more boomer bust than him.
Well, you didn't say a running back who's more boomer bust. DeSean Jackson last week had 100 zillion yards and no touchdown.
Right, but he had 13 points.
He's been the poster
boy. He never does 13 points without a touchdown.
Yeah, it's funny you missed
Morris
it. He
or DeSean?
Did at Minnesota last year.
130 yards?
He had like 130 yards rushing on like 29 carries.
All right, but for the most part, he really, I mean, that you cannot rely on him for that.
No, you need him to score. But I think he scores this week.
Yeah, I think so too. I've got him in my top 12.
Yeah, Minnesota's given up a lot of rushing touchdowns. Jordan Reed, starter sit. Minnesota's been really good against tight ends.
You can't sit him just because of the nature of the beast at tight end this week, but he's 11th for me. I've got Reed 11th, Witten 12th, and I don't really love either guy.
Heath Miller or Jordan Reed?
Reed.
Mm-hmm.
Jerick McKinnon or Alfred Morris?
Morris is a little safer.
I agree.
It's not a great matchup for McKinnon, right?
I think the opportunity will be there for him.
Yeah, but you know, he's taken on already two of the better run defenses, and fantasy point-wise has done well. Certainly he ran well against Buffalo, first running back to get over 100 yards against them, and he had 80 total yards against Detroit. So I don't like the fact that he's gotten a little bit away from catching the ball, but if they can get him work, I think it's actually the first time he scores. I think he scores against Washington this week.
Wow. Then if he does that, he should have a huge game.
PPR, Cordarrelle Patterson or McKinnon?
McKinnon.
Mm-hmm.
PPR, Reuben Randall or McKinnon?
Randall.
Yeah, Randall's probably safer.
And anyone you like in the Minnesota passing game?
Patterson's okay. It's just, if you were to tell me again, 12 targets like last week, yes. Right. That's the one thing that's been missing is the workload.
He's got like 24 targets in his last three games. I think they're trying to get him going a little bit, and I think you're starting to see it happen. But he's only catching half of his targets. That's including last week. So 12 last week, 24 in the last three. 8, 4, 12. That's how it's gone the last 3 weeks.
Washington DST, number 11 and number 13 for Jamie and Dave, and number 8, Minnesota's number 8 for both of you. Moving right along to Indianapolis at the Giants. All right, Andrew Luck, obviously, we're starting.
Should be a low-scoring game.
T.Y. Hilton, we're starting. Dwayne Allen, I mean, is there really... Okay, I guess the only question is, two questions for the Colts. One, what's the deal with Trent Richardson, and how would that affect Bradshaw? Would you start Richardson? The Giants are terrible against running backs. Only Atlanta gives up more fantasy points. So what's the deal with the Colts running backs?
Well, I mean, you're starting Bradshaw at this point. Anybody that's not hasn't been paying attention.
Right, but I think Richardson could get his role back from what he had before, which means potentially 12 touches.
Would you go Marshawn Lynch or Ahmad Bradshaw?
Lynch.
Lynch or Bradshaw?
Oh, I'm sorry. Lynch.
McCoy or Bradshaw?
I'll take Bradshaw.
It's fine. I don't know how I have it ranked, but...
You've got McCoy higher. You have McCoy in the top five. Higher,
but you have Bradshaw 6. So, all right, Bradshaw's a must-start. Richardson, is he a sleeper? Is he a sit?
I mean, he's a guy you can use if you're in a pinch at running back this week. Well, sure, but can he get? If you think he can score, then he might be better than Darren McFadden and the Panthers guys. But if he scores, that's 8 fantasy points for your team.
Would you start
in a pinch
a Bucs running back over Trent Richardson?
I would start Rainey over Richardson.
How about any other wide receiver other than T.Y. Hilton this week on the Colts?
If we learn that Reggie Wayne plays, Moncrief, then I think it kind of kills them all. Well, but how much is he going to play?
If Wayne's out.
Oh, yeah. If Wayne's out, then yeah, Moncrief should be fine.
We expect Wayne to play, right?
As of now, I'm expecting Wayne to play.
I'm not. They said 1 to 2 weeks when he first got hurt. So
when they haven't had an official practice report.
Tracy Wilson was...
She said Reggie told her.
Yeah.
He plans to play next week, but we've seen with players.
Well, athletes don't lie, Jamie.
No, never.
All right, how about
neither do coaches.
How about Eli Manning? Start or sit?
I think Eli's a great start this week. He's got his last year was the first time certainly the last 4 years, but maybe the last five, where he had an awful game coming off a bye week. It was against Oakland and he was terrible. 141-1.
But everything was bad for him last year.
Exactly. Factor that game in. He's averaging in his last five games coming off a bye week, 282 passing yards, 12 touchdowns. That's five.
He's averaging 12 touchdowns.
Yes, he's averaging 12 touchdowns. 12 touchdowns over that span.
Maybe 2-plus touchdowns.
2 interceptions.
My goodness. That's quite
a stat. I think he's going to have to throw a lot, too, because I'm just not buying Andre Williams. Even with his workload, 15, 18 carries per game,
well,
I just don't think it's going to be great.
The Colts will get the ball first. They'll march down. They'll score. Bradshaw gets a touchdown. Does a little celebration. They're happy. Giants come back. They punt 3 and out. Colts go down. They score again.
Colts score with Hakeem Nicks.
I like this. Drive. The way this is setting up is good for the bonanza pick.
Luck to Dwayne Allen. Looks like they're running away with it. Fans start booing. Eli comes back. Leads them on a touchdown drive. Colts score again. Field goal. Vinatieri. Eli comes back again.
Daniel Fells.
Yeah, sure.
Just to piss everybody off.
And it'll be 27-14 going in half.
All right.
Wow.
We're in good shape. So Eli or Roethlisberger?
They're actually close for me, but I'd go Roethlisberger.
I haven't broken down either of those games yet, but it wouldn't surprise me if I had Eli ahead of Roethlisberger by the time Friday rolled around.
All right. Eli or Peyton
I'll take
Manning. Eli or...
That's another factor to consider.
Or Rivers.
Peyton already played the Colts. So, hey, big bro.
Yeah.
What'd you see?
Eli or Rivers?
Oh, Eli.
I could end up. I might end up being that way as well.
And then Giants wide receivers. Tell me what you think.
I think they're both good. I have Randall's in either at 20 or in my top 20, and Odell's at 25. But I may move him ahead of Keenan Allen.
I like Odell. I don't know if I like him better than Randall, but I like him this week. Coming off the bye, maybe they figured some better ways to use him.
Would you rather have Beckham or Rainey in a standard league?
That's a good question.
I might be able to get talked into Beckham.
Rainey's safer.
Do we know if Vontae Davis is going to play?
Doesn't sound like it.
If he doesn't play, then I'm almost sure I'm going to put Eli very high in my rankings.
Would you rather have Beckham or Lorenzo Talaferro?
If Forsett's out, I'd have Talaferro. Forsett's got a little bit of an ankle injury.
But Forsett will play.
I'd probably still go Taliaferro. There's just a very good track record of that second running back for Baltimore scoring.
And we like Larry
Dunnell. But if you need a home run play, then Beckham would be better.
Yeah, Indianapolis has really struggled with tight ends. So Dunnell is top 10 in standard and PPR, right around 7.
The only
concern
would be is if Coughlin says, you're fumbling too much. Sorry. But in the two games, everything but the two games where they've had three healthy receivers going into the game, he's been great.
Two more games. Let's get rid of this one quickly. Start all Seahawks. Sit all Raiders?
Yes.
Yep.
And Seahawks. What do you think about Russell Wilson?
Love him.
Yeah?
This is another game.
Wilson,
this is just like the – I'll probably put Wilson ahead of Eli. But this is just like the 49ers game where Seattle's going to be able to get the things fixed that have been broken and then do whatever they want to do.
Actually,
and Wilson could end up being very good.
I like him better than Luck this week. Wilson's in my top three. Luck's four.
Luck is my top quarterback this week. I think Wilson is fourth for me. So I like him better than Kaepernick.
And you guys like Lynch a lot. So Doug Baldwin, what do you think?
If you like Wilson, you got to like Baldwin. He's led him in targets the last 2 weeks. There's been a receiver that scored on Oakland, I think, four straight games. Maybe that's five.
He's got 13 catches since the Harvin trade.
Yeah. His role has been redefined, and it's for the better.
Baldwin or Beckham?
Baldwin.
I might have Beckham ranked higher.
Baldwin or Keenan Allen?
Baldwin.
Baldwin or Decker?
Baldwin.
Seattle defense, number one for Jamie, number two for Dave. Baltimore is at Pittsburgh. So we discussed Roethlisberger a little bit earlier. I mean, what do you think Pittsburgh does in this game after last week's?
I think they take some chances through the air for two reasons. Number one, because Martavis Bryant is there, and he's now a bigger part of that offensive package, and he's helped Ben Roethlisberger's numbers be what they are. Two, Jimmy Smith's not playing. So that secondary is banged up right now for Baltimore. And their pass rush is okay. It's not great. So I think you could see Pittsburgh scheme up a little bit to try and throw deep on them and connect. That's an important part.
So who do you like for the Steelers? You can't get away from Le'Veon, right?
Can't get away from Le'Veon. Although, you know, it'll depend if you're just loaded at running back. There might be some situations where you do sit him.
Yeah, like is it like Gio last week where,
kind of.
You know, if you were loaded, you could sit. Where is Le'Veon for you? Is he still a top 10 guy?
He's 10th for both of us.
Okay.
But, like, we like Ingram better.
What about PPR? Is he higher?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Yeah, I like Ellington better. Jamie's got him two spots ahead of Ellington. We both have Hillman ahead of him. Okay. We both have Bradshaw ahead of him. So there are running backs out there that we like better.
And Antonio Brown, no way you're sitting him. So,
no way.
So Bryant, really, I mean, one of the most added players. What do you expect from Martavis Bryant?
I mean, look, we've been burned by chasing the big game from Quick, chasing the big game from Holmes. But I think the Jimmy Smith factor now shuffles around that secondary. And you know Antonio Brown's going to get his targets, probably his production as well, because he hasn't really been stopped at all this year. And so if the Ravens decide to, okay, we're going to eliminate Jimmy Smith, eliminate Antonio Brown, which they almost did in the first matchup when they it appeared to concuss him in the first half. Not that it was an illegal hit, but Ben needs a second guy. I mean, that's been the thing that was missing all season long. So I think he's got an opportunity. Seven catches in the last 2 weeks, three touchdowns.
Take the chance on him getting some deep shots.
It's the perfect week to gamble on it because all the guys that are on a bye.
And because of the matchup and just what Baltimore's defense looks like.
It's not like you're going out and starting James Jones or Andre Holmes in Seattle. You're starting a guy that's playing at home. Roethlisberger's been very good at home throwing the ball. So, and he's coming off a great game.
Is Flacco a decent bye week replacement?
I just go back to his home production. You know, it's funny because he had the I forget the number. Like 35 points or something like that? No, 42. 42 fantasy points against Tampa Bay on the road.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's like 14 points or something like that on the road combined, his other games.
I think he's going to have to throw quite a bit.
So
no, it's more than that. He had...
That doesn't mean I like him.
I got you, James.
It's 23. I think it's 23.
In his other road games?
Three road games, yeah.
So you don't really like him that much.
It's just, I think he's like 18 points. I mean, that's what he was against them week two.
Which might be okay for some
fantasy owners. Yeah, it's not horrible. I may be in a situation where he's the only guy I have to replace Romo in one league. because I have Romo and Cutler on my roster, and Flacco is the best name off waivers.
What about the Smiths?
Steve, I think it until he has like an extended stretch of just misery, you got to start him. Because if that wasn't an offensive pass interference call, let's just say the refs let it go.
Right, he had a big catch for a touchdown last week called back.
Steelers are still really bad. I know.
Right. That's
defensively.
And you know that Flacco is going to have to end up throwing a good, healthy amount in this game.
I've turned my volume off on my computer. So
what are you watching there, buddy?
Way to go, DJ Mike.
I have no idea. It's an autoplay.
I just heard a pizza guy ring the door.
Really?
On your computer.
I could go for some of that.
Or maybe it was a plumber.
Torrey Smith, starter, sit.
Sit.
And
only use them if you're desperate.
Who's going to score more fantasy points, Torrey Smith or Heath Miller?
Ooh, that's a good one. And the crappiest bets.
How have the Ravens been against tight ends this year?
Pretty good.
I'll take Torrey Smith then.
Now, okay, they did very well against Heath Miller, obviously. They limited him to 4.
He actually has a good history against them, though. I remember you were bringing that up going into the game. Last two games against them last year, he was good. Or last two games, period, prior to that one. But he had 4 catches for 35 yards. He fumbled in that game.
Mm. Yeah, and here's how they've done against, you know, tight ends that matter. They did well against Miller, shut down Cameron, shut down Olsen. But Dwayne Allen scored. I think he's the only tight end to score against Baltimore.
I think you're right.
I wonder if he's part of the mix there about getting that second guy involved, because if they can't get Bryant deep, they can get Heath Miller close.
Yeah, but also, I mean, if you just look at the way that they've been using their guys, Lance Moore will have a big catch. It's only going to be one, but he'll have a big catch, whether it's a touchdown or something that's crucial for them. And then if they can get Marcus Wheaton going like they did last week, it's hard to count on that, but if they can.
But why did they get him going, or how did they get him going?
Well,
it was because they had all these other guys doing things.
You probably want to avoid these DSTs, and we've established Taliaferro, not a bad flex, maybe number two running back. What about Forsett this week?
It's hard to get away from his workload, you know, so the thing that just doesn't happen for him is touchdowns, but he had a very good game. This was his breakout game.
Forsett or McKinnon?
McKinnon.
Forsett or?
Forsett's kind of top 20-ish by default for me.
Right. That's a good way of putting it.
Forsett or Martavis Bryant, PPR?
I still take Forsett there. Because if Bryant doesn't catch a touchdown,
right.
You know, who knows what he's going to
get. He's safer.
Let's read some emails. fantasyfootball@cbsi.com. This is from Matthias from Austria. It says, "Dear backup goalie, O-liner, and general manager, because of the buys, I have Vereen, LaFell, and Gronk in my starting lineup right now."
Am I the goalie?
I'm the backup goalie. I was a backup goalie in high school.
I think I'm the O-liner.
Yeah, you're the GM.
Okay.
So he's got 3 Patriots. He's a little nervous about that.
Why?
He's not benching Gronk, but would you start Forsett over Vereen or Doug Baldwin over LaFell?
No.
Where are you at on Vereen? Because I haven't quite gotten to him yet. I think he's going to have to do it all through the air. I don't know how much running, how effective he'll be running the football.
It depends. Out. If they go hurry up.
He'll play a lot then.
They tend to go hurry up when they're in their red zone package, which is at least their first down on red zone packages, which is why he got a couple of at least the first carry inside the 2 last week. It all depends. I mean, I would not be surprised if they try to slow this game down as much as they possibly can to keep Denver's offense off the field.
That's kind of what they've done in their past few matchups with the Broncos.
And so I kind of like Jonas Gray. Jonas Gray is actually my top 24. But so is Vereen, because I still think that Vereen is going to probably get in the neighborhood of 100 total yards with a chance to score a touchdown.
They've run the ball against Denver. I thought last year Brady
they
had
couldn't.
A huge game.
Well, he did, because they were down 24-0 at the half.
Right,
they
could, right.
Remember, Ridley came out and fumbled, and then Bolden replaced him. Bolden ended up having a very good game.
Belichick's history against Manning is to try and run
the ball. And it's going to be hard for him, because Denver's run defense has really come around.
So where's Brady for you guys?
Third.
Second. Brady's going to – I mean, look, but you can't
eventually
get away.
They're going to have to throw.
You can't get away from Tom Brady.
Yeah, no, it's just kind of funny the way that was set up.
No, I just want to be – I gave Jonas Gray – I think it goes either one of two ways. They're going to try and work him a lot early, or I still won't be surprised in whatever the game goes, he gets a touchdown. I think it's his first touchdown this week.
From Zach, Gray the trade, 7-1 trying to lock up a title. Give up Marshawn Lynch and Julio Jones. Get Jamal Charles and Keenan Allen.
You're getting up too much.
How loaded is he at receiver otherwise? I don't think it matters.
I love when you guys ask me questions like I know.
Well, like I'm trying to set up a scenario.
You do it on the video show a lot.
I'm trying to set up a scenario where that trade makes sense.
No, you do it to me when I read emails. You'd be like, standard or PPR?
Well, because I don't know what you're looking at.
Yeah.
It's probably...
I just grade the damn trade.
It's an F.
Here's Luke in Dave's favorite Chicago suburb.
My favorite Chicago suburb. I don't know. I'm going to have to think about that one. Who's got the best food selection?
Grade the trade. PPR.
Might be Oak Brook.
Give up Emmanuel Sanders.
Other than the city, of course.
Get Calvin Johnson.
It's an A.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah, it is.
From Mikhail. Dear Thing 1, Thing 2, and Gerald McBoing Boing. The hell is that?
Probably what you're watching on your computer.
Jenna Jameson Eisenberg would know. Who has more dynasty value, Giovanni Bernard or LeSean McCoy?
Gio's younger, but I don't know how long he's going to be able to handle a primary workload role.
And they drafted Jeremy Hill for a reason.
Mm-hmm. I think it has to be LeSean.
Then should I trade one of those two and Keenan Allen for Calvin Johnson?
Yeah, if you can trade Gio and Keenan for
If you
Calvin.
Can trade Gio and Keenan for Calvin, that's fine. But not LeSean.
Gerald McBoing Boing.
That's your new name, by the way.
Movie from what, 1950? Interesting. From Jordan. Hello, Rick, Arn, and Tully.
I know what those are.
Me too.
I don't know. No.
Come on.
What are those? Ric Flair?
Right. Arn?
I don't
Tell
know.
Tell him,
that
Jamie.
Is. Arn Anderson.
And Tully Blanchard. Those are horsemen.
The four horsemen.
Those aren't just wrestlers. Those are horsemen.
Legends.
Oh.
Woo!
Like the Notre Dame running backs. Start three. Denard Robinson, Bobby Rainey, Shane Vereen, Brandon Oliver, Brandon LaFell, and Steve Smith Sr. Mm. Return yards count 1 point for every 10 yards. Denard, Rainey, Vereen, Oliver, LaFell, Steve Smith.
As of now, I'll go Robinson, Rainey, and LaFell. It'll be a different three than what Jamie gives you, but that's who I'd go with.
I would go with Vereen, Smith, and LaFell.
From Mark, looking at a PPR flex, Dwayne Allen, Chris Ivory. Apparently you two are quite different on these two. PPR flex, who do you like better, Dwayne Allen or Chris Ivory?
Allen.
Ivory. Allen just doesn't catch a lot of passes. That's the problem.
If Ivory doesn't score, well, then again, if Allen doesn't score, then it's trouble. But I think Allen can score.
I think Ivory can score too.
He's playing a defense that hasn't allowed it. I'm just saying, I don't necessarily
disagree.
He did
last week, too.
Funny. I know.
2 weeks in a row.
Yeah,
against a defense that hasn't
allowed it. It would be funny if that ends up happening, and it wouldn't surprise me.
This is standard, but every time he's gotten 10 carries, which has happened 6 times, 9 or more fantasy points.
Trevor in Wisconsin, standard scoring, 10-team league, pick 3. Evans, A.J. Green, LaFell, Martavis Bryant, Reuben Randall.
Green's obvious, assuming he plays. I think LaFell is kind of obvious, too. And I might throw in Randall.
Yep, I agree.
This is from Count Chocula. He says, Dear Booberry, Fruit Brute, and Yummy Mummy, which combo would you rather have rest of season?
I'll take Booberry and Count Chocula.
I was thinking the same thing. Brandon Marshall and Justin Forsett, Mohamed Sanu and Andre Ellington, Pierre Garçon and Lamar Miller, or LeSean McCoy and Reuben Randall?
The last one.
I think it would be the last one for me, too. That's an interesting question. I like it.
Matt from the highest town in Washington State.
So Seattle.
How do you know he doesn't mean a different kind of high?
Exactly.
I have no idea what he means. Hello, Daffy Donald and Panopia Generosa.
It's definitely the different kind of high.
Gerald McBoing Boing.
Who would you rather pick up this week to have for the rest of the season as a lottery ticket? Ryan Matthews, Jonas Gray, or Jeremy Hill?
Well, Hill is the one right now.
I'd rank them Hill, Gray, and Matthews.
I don't really understand the Ryan Matthews hate.
No, I would take Matthews if Giovanni Bernard was 100%. But if you're looking at it right now, you have to take Hill.
Right.
Because, I mean, if Gio's out for an extended period of time, Hill could be a superstar. But, yeah, I would take Matthews over Gray. Why would you take Gray over Matthews?
Okay, give me Matthews over Gray. I answered that one a little too quickly.
The Panopia generosa is a species of very large edible saltwater clam. Okay.
kind of sums you up to a T.
Yeah. Eric from some town in Maine.
I like this, by the way, that people send in like two things that we definitely know and then one thing that's just like completely out of nowhere that we have no idea about.
This is our last one. Martavis Bryant, Vincent Jackson, Odell Beckham, Michael Crabtree. Give me two. Martavis Bryant, Vincent Jackson, Odell Beckham, Michael Crabtree.
If it's a standard league, I would go with Bryant and Crabtree.
And a PPR.
Sounds good to me.
I might do the same. It's toss-up between Bryant and Beckham.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, happy Halloween, everybody. Watch Thursday Night Live tonight to see some awesome costumes and
hey, Fred,
fantasy football.
What do you think?
Shh, we're not supposed to give it away.
Not bad.
That was not bad, but...
I was on the radio with Joy today, and I said, the host, his name is John. And I said, hey, John, hey, Betty.
Very funny.
We're going to be married tonight, as Dave is going to be married.
Jamie's dream come true.
All right.
Jamie marries Joy.
It's going to be...
that's not my dream.
It's going to be fun. Jamie's stretching, so that means we should go.
Your dream
see
is
you later.
A hotel room with no one bothering you for 2 days.